The South Shore's Morning News rolls on. Great to have you here. I'm Rob Hackelow, along with Beth Foster. Every week at this time, we check in with our tech guy, David Snell, over at Act Smart IT in Wareham.
Good morning, David.
Good morning, Beth. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, David. All right, so we're going to dive into something Apple is doing, right?
Yeah, once a year they have their WWDC meeting, which they announce or attempt to announce all the new features that are coming out. And everyone waits with bated breath for this conference seminar.
Okay, so I was on Twitter and Threads last night, and people were going a little bit crazy because they really like the announcements, and they go, it looks like glass.
That is actually my favorite part of this whole introduction.
That's what a lot of people were saying.
Yeah, but they're doing other things too. You know, they're trying to do something that Microsoft tried years ago, that they're going to change their iOS numbering sequence to numbers rather than names.
Okay.
Microsoft did that with Windows 95, Windows 98.
Yeah.
And they didn't really stick with it. So they went back to names, and now they don't know what they're doing as they're growing up
older. You're right. I know. Yeah. I kind of liked how Apple had the names because they usually did like big cats. They had like leopard, snow leopard, lion.
Yeah. Oh. So the new Mac OS is going to be called Tahoe. Is that something you want? That's not a big cat.
Tahoe, I'll take. You know, it's a cool name.
Sounds like a pickup truck.
I feel like it's, you know, kind of, it's cohesive or, you know, congruent with those kind of exotic names.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So you're saying they went with names and then they went with numbers and then now are they going back to names?
They're going back to the year based naming system. Okay. So for instance, across the entire infrastructure, the next name will be, for instance, iOS 26, Mac OS 26, iPad OS 26, and so on through everything, TV, vision, and your watch. So, and then obviously that gives them the opportunity to create and release a new iOS every year.
Every year. Okay, that makes sense, I guess, right? Everybody likes to have the most up-to-date year, so that sounds great. Okay, so
exactly.
The WWDC. All right. This is it's like almost like wrestling. WWDC.
I know, right? It does sound like wrestling. I think maybe we should try to talk about how it's going to look like glass, because I don't know if people really understand what that means.
Yeah, I know. You're really pushing me to get to my favorite part of this.
I'm sorry. I can bring something else up if you want.
There's one more thing I'd like to talk about first, and that's the Apple Intelligence is going to be smarter than ever. And what that means is it's going to do real-time translation. Now, that could be good, or it could be bad. There could be legal implications, similar to like when you record a conversation. Now you're recording this conversation as text and saving it where the speaker may not have agreed to that.
Oh.
So that'll be interesting.
Yeah, because in every state, there's different laws with being recorded.
Right.
Yeah. I know here you can't record it without the permission.
The person knowing, but in Rhode Island, you can.
Oh, you can, yeah.
And yeah, it's a two-party state versus, I don't know, they call it two-party state versus one-party state. I forget the actual terms for it. That's very interesting. I actually did not hear people talking about that. I do think that would be nice for accessibility-wise if somebody is hard of hearing and they want to go back to the transcript. Is that kind of what they're trying to do? Is it from an accessibility angle?
That could be a good reason to use it, but it's also just like you send most of your important stuff via email, so you have a written record.
Yeah.
Now you're going to have a record of the conversation, whether the vendor said, I'm going to do that for $72, or now it's $720.
Oh, no.
You'll have all of this.
Oh, man.
Okay, so can we turn that off? Yeah.
So anyway, that's one of the things that concern me security-wise. But now let's get to liquid glass. Liquid glass is not, in fact, liquid glass. Like, Rob, your phone had gel coming out of it?
Yeah, I know. I just want to quickly tell you this.
Yeah, you saw that.
Well, because it was weird because my wife was doing she was reading something online that you don't dream about cell phones. So the next night, I dreamt about a cell phone. I think I had the idea placed in my head. So my iPhone, which I love, as you know, fell down and the glass broke. And then when the screen broke outside, came gel, like liquid gel, like inside those fake ice packs.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what was in my dream, David. I don't know. It was like some kind of gel.
That's amazing.
Almost disgusting, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Like it was probably toxic.
No, that's interesting because they say, yeah, people don't really see smartphones in their dreams. But Rob, you defied those expectations.
I know, I did. It was crazy. It was a weird dream.
You got to look that up in the dream dictionary.
Yeah, what does that mean?
There's a lot of meanings to it. I did last night when I saw that email.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right. I will look
it up. It means he's just an Apple fanboy, Beth.
This is true. This is true. It means he has anxiety about his phone falling and turning into goo.
I do. I do have, yeah, I'm nervous about that. So, well, fill us in on what this really is. And when we say, I guess, liquid glass in quotes.
Yeah, liquid glass. So that when you think about that, it's not actually glass, nor is it liquid. It's actually the new user interface design that's being introduced by Apple. It's translucent and dynamic appearance, and it sits above the facial glass of your device. So kind of imagine that it's going to move with you, like that gel may have moved, Rob.
Wow.
But you're not, it's interacting very differently.
Rob's an intuitive. He saw this announcement in his dreams.
I don't know. It's weird.
There you
go. Yeah, I don't know. But it's kind of weird. I'm so amazed at how the stuff keeps. I mean, it's like you almost think, like, what else could you improve on this?
No, I agree.
In some ways.
And it's always a surprise to me. I will say I did see images of what this liquid glass, you know, interface is going to look like. It does look rather beautiful, very pristine, very crisp, very clear. It does look like there's kind of like glass pieces within your phone. Is that kind of what it looks like to you?
Yeah. Now, if you go through the rest of my post, I asked a Apple competitor, Microsoft's Copilot, to describe for me and create graphics of what liquid glass may look like as a concept and as a product. And I have three graphics at the end of this post that shows you what Copilot thinks is going to look like. And it really is pretty cool.
Wow. Yeah, I was looking at these images down at the bottom in David's article that he sent along. Pretty futuristic looking.
I know. Doesn't it look cool? And then, David, one last thing that I saw that very much pleased me, and I'm sure it will to others, is that it looks like they're going to have new call interference for spam calls.
Yeah, thankfully. And everyone's working on that. Let's see how well Apple adapts that to their phones, because we all need it. That could probably be the more important part of this whole release cycle.
Agreed. Yeah. I need it desperately.
Are you getting them all the time?
Oh, my goodness. But morning, lunch, dinner.
But it says sometimes now spam call likely. Is there anybody really calling us anymore?
I say no, not
That's
me.
Yeah. No, I know. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Well, we all text. That's how we do.
No, it's true. Yeah. It's true.
David Snell, where can people go to read this beautiful article?
Go to AxSmartIT.com, click on my blog link.
David Snell, AxSmartIT.com, AxSmartIT.com every week at this time at WATD. Thank you, David.
Have a great day.
You too.